Sometimes, the smallest mistake can cause the biggest shift. Like taking the wrong coat at a restaurant. Or grabbing the wrong bag at the airport. For Miguel Santos, it was a wallet. He was 29 years old, working two jobs in Tampa, Florida. One afternoon, while picking up groceries, he found a wallet on the pavement near his car. Brown leather. No cash. But IDs, credit cards, and one folded receipt. He turned it in at the front desk of the store. Thought nothing more of it. But 2 weeks later, police knocked on his door. And everything changed.
Because that wallet?
It had been used in a robbery. And now, Miguel was the prime suspect. This is Human Echoes, and I'm your host.
Welcome to episode 5, The Wrong Wallet.
Miguel had never been in trouble with the law. He worked mornings at a car wash and evenings bussing tables at a diner. Took night classes when he could afford them.
Kept to himself.
The wallet he found was turned in, just like anyone would do. But it turned out the man who owned that wallet, Carlos Vega, had committed a robbery 2 days before Miguel found it. Security footage from the crime scene was blurry. But the build, haircut, and skin tone?
Close enough.
When the police reviewed store surveillance from the grocery lot, they saw Miguel pick up the wallet. And that was enough for them to bring him in. At first, he thought it was a misunderstanding. He explained everything, the time, the place, how he turned it in. But he didn't have a receipt. No proof he'd handed it over. And worse, the store security footage had been erased. So now, the only evidence was the video of Miguel bending down to pick up a wallet. That belonged to a wanted man. He was charged with obstruction and suspected accessory to robbery. Miguel's court-appointed lawyer advised a plea deal. Miguel refused. His court date was set for 4 months later.
In that time, he lost both jobs.
The restaurant said it didn't want bad press. The car wash stopped scheduling him. His roommates got nervous. He moved in with his cousin outside the city. And then, 1 month before the trial, something happened. The real Carlos Vega was arrested during a traffic stop in Georgia. He had IDs in multiple names, including his own. One of them matched the name in the wallet Miguel found. Ballistics later tied Carlos to the robbery weapon. It was over. Miguel was cleared of all charges. His record expunged. No apology was issued. Just a letter stating that the case had been closed without conviction. It took Miguel nearly 2 years to find steady work again. By then, his plans to go back to school were gone. The debt had piled up too high.
He told us.
The worst part wasn't the arrest. It was how fast everything else fell away.
One wallet. One moment.
And a life quietly rerouted. This story isn't rare.
Wrong place. Wrong time. Wrong assumption.
And the legal system doesn't always apologize. Sometimes, the real damage isn't jail. It's being marked, not officially, but socially.
Permanently.
Because even after you're cleared, people remember the headline, not the outcome. This was Human Echoes.
I'm your host.
Until next time, stay open, stay curious, and hold on to what's yours.